Creating and working with tracks.
To create a new track in Reaper, you're going to want to hit Control T if you're on Windows. That'll be Command T if you're over on the Mac.
Track name edit, length, track one.
I'm being prompted for a track name. I'm going to call this first one Guitar and hit Enter.
Pain.
Just going to rinse and repeat that to create a vocal track as well.
Track name edit, Pain.
Okay, now I've got two tracks in my track list. Up arrow will move me to the previous track.
One guitar, zero items.
Down arrow will move me to the next track.
Two vocals, zero items.
If I want to rename either of these, I can move to the track that I want to rename.
One guitar, zero items.
And hit F2.
Track name edit, selected guitar.
Type my new name in, let's say six string thing, and hit enter.
Pain.
Now in Reaper, context sensitivity is a really important concept. With the vast majority of workflows, the most recent track that you move to is also going to be the track that's currently selected. But we do have a keystroke to query what's selected, and that's Control Shift Space or Command Shift Space over on the Mac. So if I do that keystroke now to check what's selected,
1/6 string thing.
Our new stupid track name is reflected. Jolly good. Let's take a look at how you can select multiple tracks. I'm going to create a third temporary track,
track name edit.
Called Burner, because I'm only going to delete it in a second anyway.
Pain.
So now we've got track one is six string thing.
1/6 string thing, zero items.
Track two is vocal.
Two burner, zero items.
Ah, except not. Track two is burner. Remember what I was saying a second ago about context sensitivity being super important? I was on track one when I hit Control T to create the new track. By default, it slots the new track that you're creating in underneath the one that is currently selected. There's a separate action in the track menu if you want to add a track specifically to the bottom of the track list, no matter where your selection currently is. No worries though, we can switch around the order of these tracks easy enough. I think I've still got track 2 selected. I'm going to do Control Shift Space to check.
2 burner.
Yes, I have. Control X will cut that track to the clipboard.
1 track removed.
Command X if you're on the Mac, by the way. I'm going to move to the track above where I want this to be pasted.
2 vocals, 0 items.
And hit paste. Control or Command V.
1 track added.
So now we really have got
2 1/6 string thing, 0 items.
Track 1 is 6 string thing.
2 vocals, 0 items.
Track 2 is vocal.
3 burner, 0 items.
Track 3 is burner. Okay, let's have a quick look at track selection. So what we already know is the most recent track that we've moved to is selected. What happens if you want to select multiple tracks? If they're contiguous tracks, i.e. tracks that are next to each other in the track list, all you do is add shift as you're arrowing across them. So if I start focused on track 3.
3 burner, 0 items.
And if I do shift up arrow here.
2 vocals selected, 0 items.
It moves me to track 2, but you heard Asara report selected there. Track 2 has been added to the selection. In general, we only report when something's selected if there's more than one of them. So if you're hearing that selected message, vast majority of the time, if we've done this user experience thing right, it means that there's a multiple of something selected. If I do Control Shift Space now to check.
2 vocal, 3 burner.
Tracks 2 and 3 are selected. If I did Shift Up Arrow again from here.
1/6 string thing selected, 0 items.
I've added track 1 to selection. So now Control Shift Space will report.
1/6 string thing, 2 vocal, 3 burner.
And I can clear that track selection with Shift Escape.
Unselected track slash item slash envelope points.
So in that example, I selected all of the tracks that I currently have in the project. Well, here's the cool thing about Reaper's context sensitivity. If I wanted to select all of something, I just move to one example of it, in this case a track. Any track will do.
2 vocals, 0 items.
I'm going to do Control A, and although I don't get any speech feedback at the moment, that's something we need to sort out in Asara, shh, I can do Control Shift Space.
1/6 string thing, 2 vocal, 3 burner.
And all tracks are selected. I'm going to do Shift Escape, clear that track selection again, and let's look at the final selection example.
Unselected track slash item slash envelope points.
So, what happens if we want to select non-contiguous tracks? For example, if we wanted to select just tracks 1 and 3. I'm going to move to the first track that I want to select.
1/6 string thing, 0 items.
And I'm going to do Shift Space to engage Asara's non-contiguous selection mode.
Non-contiguous selection.
Now I'm going to move through the tracks using Shift down arrow until I get to the next track that I want to add to selection. It's super important to keep your shift key held down during this workflow. That's how we tell Asara, hey, I'm still setting up a non-contiguous selection here, let me do my thing. So, shift down arrow until we get to track 3.
2 vocal unselect, 3 burner unselected, 0 items.
I've reached the next track that I want to add to selection, and now I'm going to do shift space on it.
Selected.
By the way, if you select the wrong thing, it's a toggle. just hit shift space again to unselect it and go on your merry way. So now, if I do control shift space,
1-6 strength in 3 burner.
Just tracks 1 and 3 are selected. Shift escape once more to cancel this track selection that we just made.
Unselected track slash item slash envelope points.
And we don't need the burner track anymore, so I'm just going to move to it.
3 burner 0 items.
And hit delete.
1 track removed.
Next up, let's have a look at muting, soloing, arming, and all those good things. Context sensitivity being what it is, I'm going to move to the track that I want to mute.
2 vocals, 0 items.
And I'm going to hit F5, which is the keystroke to toggle mute.
Muted.
You've got muting on F5, soloing on F6, arming on F7, monitoring on F8, and flipping the polarity of the track, which Reaper incorrectly calls phase, on F9. And if any of those toggles are engaged, Asara will report that when you move to the track. So for example, if I give my arrow keys a little wiggle to move off the track and move back to it,
1-6 vocal muted, 0 items.
Now it tells us it's muted. But what happens if you need to query which tracks are muted and you're nowhere near the track that you're interested in the track list? Good news, you can do Control Shift and the relevant F key. That would be Command Shift and the relevant F key on the Mac to report the status of that thing. For example, Control Shift F5 will tell us which tracks are muted.
Muted, 2 vocal.
Control Shift F6 would tell us that nothing is soloed.
Soloed, none.
Control Shift F7 to check what's armed.
Armed, none.
Control Shift F8 to check what's monitoring.
Monitored, 1-6 strength in, 2 vocal.
Both tracks, because Reaper turns monitoring on by default. Control Shift F9 to report which tracks have had their polarity flipped.
Phase inverted, none.
None of them. What happens if we want to unmute all tracks? On Windows, Alt F5 will do that. Over on the Mac, it will be Option F5. And at the moment, we don't get any feedback. But if I do Control Shift F5,
muted, none.
And those modifiers would hold up wherever you are. So F5, F6, F7, F8, F9 to toggle mute, solo, arm, monitoring, and polarity respectively. Control Shift or Command Shift over on the Mac side with any of those F keys will query the status of that toggle. And Alt plus any of those F keys or Option plus any of those F keys over on the Mac will reset that toggle for all tracks in the project. Final thing in this section, everybody else has been creating instrument tracks in their examples, but in Reaper, a track is a track is a track. Any track can serve any purpose. It really just depends what type of media you place on the track, what type of signal you route to the track, or what type of plugin you instantiate on the track. That said, there is a quick, easy way to get up and running with a virtual instrument, so I may as well show you that while I'm here. I'm going to do Alt-I to go to the Insert top menu. On the Mac side, you'll need to do Voice over M to hit the menu bar, and then I to jump over to the Insert menu.
Media file, Insert M.
And in here, I'm looking for the Virtual Instrument on New Track option, which is buried about 10 miles deep, so I'm just going to hit V to jump straight to it.
Insert virtual instrument on new track. Dialog filter. Combo box collapsed. Edit. Blank.
So I've landed in a blank edit field. This is the filter of the effects browser. I can type in either a partial or a full name of the plugin that I'm looking for in here to narrow down the amount of stuff Reaper's displaying. I'm just going to type in Resynth, which is Reaper's stock synthesizer, and hit enter.
FX, track 2, ray synth, dialog, DB tuning, send MS decay, MS sustain.
Yeah. Okay, so I've landed in the effects window, resynth has been instantiated, and NVDA started getting excited and telling me which parameters I can modify. I don't want to do any of that for the minute, we'll come onto that later. For now, I'm just going to back out of the effects window by hitting escape, which puts me back in the track control panel. I'm going to hit Alt-B to toggle the visibility of Reaper's virtual on-screen keyboard.
Virtual MIDI keyboard dialogue.
And if I play some notes, hurrah, we have a synth. Alt-B once again to get rid of the on-screen keyboard, we don't really need that anymore.
03 creating and working with tracks.
And I'm back in the TCP. So what did that virtual instrument on new track option do for us exactly? It created a new track, it armed that track, it turned on monitoring, and it automatically set the track to accept input from any MIDI port that we've activated in the MIDI devices category of preferences. Whew, I think that's it.